and I had my arms around him, and I had such a feeling of joy. And I always thought that it was my imagination, until I was telling Ian about it yesterday, and he really touched me with the knowledge that it wasn't my imagination, it was a vision that I had. But I can tell you that that feeling of being with him and holding him and having your arms around him, there is nothing like it. And you've just got to believe, you've got to trust, you've got to have faith, because any of us can get there. He will swoop us all up if only we will trust him and believe. And he is just the most wonderful, wonderful rider. You to trust him and be with him, and he will never let you slip. He will never let you get off that horse. Just hold on to him tightly.
Helen, can you sing anything like that? I was going to ask Helen if she'd perhaps... whatever you feel in God. It says he'll come like a thief in the night. Catch your way. Beloved is mine.
Calling out to you and me.
On a white horse, with lots of us riding with them. We're excited and galloping confident, enjoying being with them very, very much. I knew that we're on a mission and it was important. It was exhilarating. I knew it's where I wanted to be. The ground was hard and dusty. We did not seem to notice or mind. Although there were big dust clouds, next picture I saw were interlocking pools of water, surrounded by luxurious grass growing on the banks. We slipped off the horse and drank with the Lord, and His presence enveloped me by His love. I asked the Lord, said, I believe He's reminding me that He came on a donkey, but no more. He is coming on a white horse. We had a ride with Him triumphant, plowing and taking the hard ground, drinking from the pools which are prepared for us to refresh us as we need on the journey. We will acknowledge Him and worship Him. And how we love the way He loves us. How we love the way He loves us. Come ride with me. Come ride with me. The entire spirit and body, refreshing as water falls, pouring over you. Pools of refreshing, pools of cleansing, pools of intimacy, living water. Drink of the abundance. Drink of the spring. Pools. The river. Allow His presence to flow. He's preparing a beautiful bride who is in love with Him. I am my beloved. And He is mine. And I'll run after Him. heart. To find a peace on the ground, if you feel to lay down, if you feel just to find a comfortable place in this meeting, I want people just to soak in the presence of God. I want worship and the words of the Lord to wash over you. You want to use the altar, you want to use an area. I just know that God wants to reveal himself to you, bathe over you, receive all that he has for you, to feel free. Come lie at the altar, lie on the back side. I believe it's a time where we just allow God to speak to us and love us back to life. He loves us back to life. And that still place, the secret place of His presence.
Savior, to my Jesus.
Transparent, crystal clear, a transparent, clear God. The walls of the city reflected the light and the radiance of His glory. Transparency all around. Transparency of heart, because the language of heaven was the language of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth spoke. Every word that came forth was from a pure heart, a transparent, clean heart, a heart of love. And the radiance of that glory shone to extremities of the universe. We no longer needed the light of the sun, the light of the moon, or the light of the lamp, because the light of His glory filled the heavens. The light of His face transformed your spiritual body to radiant sons and daughters of light. The light of His love, the light of His glory, the light of His holiness. He never sleeps nor slumbers. The light of His presence. And there is a fountain in the center of the temple. With life. Coming out of a crystal clear, transparent fountain. You could freely drink. And behold within that fountain, radiant light. As you beheld and held the light in your hands, resurrection life flowed through you. That you'd be carriers of the resurrection. The life of His Son. Maturity in the face of those who'd walk with the Lord. That the maturity was revealed in the age within their face. That their face was not old, it was timeless. And they were leading and teaching the young to grow in the aspects of Him. They never ceased to grow. To be transformed from depth of maturity to greater depths of maturity. Because He is the Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. Who sits upon the throne. And sons and daughters are presented to Him. Sons and daughters of light. Clothed in garments of light. Not looking at each other, but looking at Him who sits upon the throne. Shamash, Yeshua Mashiach, Mashiach. Life. Life. Life.
makes her a queen.
Broke the fifth seal. I saw beneath the altar the souls of those who have been slain because of the word of God, because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, wilt thou refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And to each was given them a white robe. And they were told they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who had been killed, even as they should be completed. The blood of the martyr, blood of the saints, crying out. His blood. His blood poured out. His blood, the Lamb. It has begun. He has come.